Hello.
Hi, it's Stella. Is this Shauna?
Who's this?
I'm calling from the home care for Sandra Smith. We spoke
The who?
before, and you for Sandra Smith?
Yes. Hold on 1 second.
No problem.
Hello?
Yes. Okay,
Yes.
so I'm just calling to check in. We got a referral for her for the home care from Prestige Home Care. I'm checking if there's anything you know of.
I'm sorry, say that again. You're checking to see if it's.
If like she's interested in home care services, because we got a referral for her.
Yes.
Yeah, she has already like is she already with a different agency right now or not yet?
Yes.
She is with a different agency and she would like to switch.
Yes.
I got it. And you will be the aide for her, right?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay, so what we can do is now I can take down her basic information, and once I got all information, I'll have our intake team reach out to you or to her and get everything straightened out so you can start working and we get the authorization. Is that okay?
Okay. I don't have it in front of me right now. So,
What don't you have? Because I have most of our information. I also just need to confirm that's correct because I think I got everything. Everything was on the referral.
okay.
And let me see if I can log into her Medicaid account so there I can get all of her information. Let me tell you what I have. So I have for her date of birth is 2/18/1950,
Yes.
and her address is 1300 Tiffany Street, apartment 219, 319.
Say that again.
It's 1300 Tiffany Street, apartment
Tessie
319.
Street?
That's what I have.
No, that's incorrect.
So what's her address?
It's 1621 Page Street.
1621 Page, PAGE.
Yes.
And any apartment?
No.
And in which zip code is that?
1911. I mean, 19121, sorry.
1-1, got it. I don't know why that was wrong. And then her phone number I have is 412-224-8224.
Yes.
Got it, perfect. Okay. I think that's what I need for now. Give me 1 minute. Let me log into her Medicaid account, make sure it's active. 1 second. It shows inactive. Let's see. Her first name is Sandra. Her last name is Smith, right?
Yes.
That's weird. Does she have Medicaid? Do you know?
Yes.
If she has a home care, then she should have Medicaid. Do you have her Medicaid ID or you don't have it?
No, I don't.
You don't. Okay, so what I'll do is I'll reach out to that intake rep. I'll tell her why it shows inactive. She'll look into it. She's like an expert in that, so she would know everything. I just wanted to confirm before asking her to call you just that's accurate and that she does need home care. And she is approved for 61 hours a week, right?
No, I think it's 62 or 64 or
62.
something like that.
Something like that. Okay, we can check it once we get the authorization from her insurance. Then it says over there she has UPMC as her insurance.
Yes.
Got it. Okay, perfect. Any questions, any concerns for now?
For right now, we'll just, see how everything goes before, completely switching over.
Got it. Okay, no problem. We'll start the process and we'll have a intake rep. It will most probably be Dina. She'll give you a call later and she'll just confirm everything with you. Should I put in your
Okay.
number as the primary contact or her number?
Yes, please.
I'll put in your number. Okay, the one I called right now. Okay, got it. Okay, and what's your first and last name? Your first name I have, that's Shauna.
Shana
Okay, and your last name?
Dubose.
C as in cat?
Dub. Dub is in boy. O.
Cat.
S as in Sam. E
E.
as in elephant.
I got it. Okay. I think we're all set. Thank you so much. We'll be in touch, okay? If you have any questions,
Thank you.
just reach out.
All right.